Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The County Employment Development Department issued a statement on Thursday announcing that for the first time since 2008, the unemployment rate in Humboldt County has dropped below 8%. Currently, it stands at 7.7%. At one point, the unemployment rate stood at 11%, and Director of Employment Department Connie Lorenzo said the numbers point to a slow but steady recovery as more people find work. A recent job fair at Redwood Acres led to the hiring of more than 20 people in various positions, and the latest numbers show more than 55,000 people employed in the county, with about 4,600 who remain without a steady job. Sheriff's deputies and members of the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at the residence of Timothy and Tara Pratts in Fieldbrook on Wednesday after receiving numerous complaints from neighbors about a possible commercial marijuana grow. Both Pratts were arrested after resisting arrest, and Tara Pratts was found to be in possession of some 29 grams of suspected methamphetamine, while a search of their property and residence on Wiregrass Ridge Road turned up marijuana plants being grown in both greenhouses and inside the residence. Deputies also confiscated $2,200 in cash and evidence of drug sales activity. Both Pratts were booked on a litany of charges, including child endangerment, after Child Welfare Services were called in to care for their 5-month-old baby and a 13-year-old teenager. One search in Fieldbrook led to another. Stephen Walker has more.
Sheriff's deputies, along with the County Drug Task Force, served a search warrant in the 4700 block of Wiregrass Ridge Road in Fieldbrook Wednesday in order to investigate a possible marijuana grow. Authorities arrived on scene and located 3 structures and 7 greenhouses. All in all, deputies discovered a total of 1,449 growing marijuana plants, along with 180 pounds of processed bud and a loaded 12-gauge shotgun. Deputies also located a 100-kilowatt generator that was leaking diesel and oil onto the ground. Humboldt County Environmental Health was notified of the leaking fuel and the environmental damage. The investigation is still ongoing as deputies have not located any suspects. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Thank you, Stephen. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an armed robbery and an assault in the 2700 block of Eel River Drive in Lolita on Wednesday evening. When deputies arrived on scene, they met with the 57-year-old victim, who said that he had arranged to meet the 2 male suspects at their residence in order to sell them prescription drugs. However, when he arrived, the men were wielding a shotgun and a baseball bat and began to verbally and physically threaten the man. The victim managed to jump out of a window and call 911 while the suspects stole his truck and fled the scene. The suspects are described only as 2 dark-skinned males, and the stolen truck is a lime-green Nissan with California license plate number 8X00644. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all 3. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the construction of the new federal courthouse in McKinleyville underway, Sheriff Mike Downey and District Attorney Paul Gallegos were able to sit down with the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Agency, ATF, the Marshals Service, and the U.S. Attorney's Office from San Francisco to discuss law enforcement issues in the county. The primary issue, as always, was marijuana, and Sheriff Downey made sure the feds were clued in to the scope of the problem.
We did spend quite a bit of time dealing with the marijuana issue, the complexities surrounding that issue, how large it has become, and how we really don't have the resources to enforce it.
Downey also pointed out that while a criminal element comes with the growing of marijuana, the focus should be on the environment.
And we're having these issues with the environment. We're having these issues with water diversion. We're having these issues with the illegal grading and disruption of land and the harmful effects it has on the wildlife in our communities.
Downey also said that the DA's office has formed a task force to attack the major marijuana grows through land use and civil actions, in addition to criminal prosecution. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.